One of the biggest challenges for the people who spend their lives working with people with disabilities, as it is probably for most of us, is to remember that people with disabilities are no different from the rest of us. They may have a disability, but for them, one of the biggest obstacles they deal with every day is in getting people to relate to them, not to their disability. Bliss Welch is this year's Miss Wheelchair Tennessee. She faces that every day. But she hasn't been in a wheelchair all her life. Until she was 16, she was just another teenager.
I have been in the wheelchair for about 5 years now, full time. I have a progressive form of muscular dystrophy, so I didn't start showing any kind of symptoms till I was about 16 years old.
What does that mean, muscular dystrophy? How does that manifest? Sorry.
That's okay. It's genetic, and basically my body doesn't produce a particular protein that helps keep your muscles strong. So progressively over time, my muscles will continue to deteriorate.
You say that so matter-of-factly, Bliss.
I do.
I guess you've come to terms with it.
I have.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. It could be a whole lot worse. I feel like I'm very fortunate because I'm not in any pain. And there are a lot of people that have disabilities that have a lot of pain with their disability. And to me, you know, I just tell people I'm weak. You know, my muscles are just weak. So,
what's the prognosis?
There is a foundation that's solely dedicated to finding a cure, and they come up with new wonderful things every year. They are sharing facts with different scientists all across the world. So I feel like there's hope out there. There really is a possibility for some kind of treatment or cure on the horizon.
Well, that's root for that.
Yes,
for sure.
Absolutely.
In the meantime, you seem to be living your life as you would have done had you not had muscular dystrophy.
I do.
You're going to school.
I do.
You're pursuing a degree.
I am. I'm working on my master's in accounting here at UTC. I am a wife of 8 years, and we are about to celebrate my daughter's second birthday next month. So I actually, you know, was pregnant from my wheelchair. I've been in the wheelchair for about 5 years, so my entire pregnancy was through a wheelchair. And I just think it's really important to show children in the community that you can be or do anything that you want to in spite of anything that life throws at you. You know, it's what you put your mind to. You make your life what you want it to be. You don't let your circumstances control you.
But that's easier said than done, right? How long did it take you to reach that point where you were in control of your emotional and physical life?
I think it was an easier process for me than most because it was a gradual change. It wasn't an overnight accident that wound me up in a chair and had to look at life in a whole different way. Everything was a process. So I think a little bit at a time you come to terms with it that way.
Because you were 16.
16, when you first... I had to be homeschooled my senior year of high school because I was on all kinds of medicine from being misdiagnosed. And it was difficult. But again, you know, life goes on. Everything goes on around you. And you have to either keep up or stay home. And I wasn't going to stay home. You know, there's too much out there to do. Regardless of your disability, you're still a person. You know, you put your pants on the same way everybody else does. There shouldn't be that difference, but unfortunately, society makes that difference. You know, you see people that have glasses because they need help seeing, and that's okay. But I use a wheelchair because I need help getting around, and suddenly it's completely different. But it's not, and that's what we need to make people see, is that we are individuals just like everybody else. We have feelings and emotions and want to be treated and included in everything that we can be.
Since being chosen as Ms. Wheelchair of Tennessee this past March, Bliss Welch has been traveling around the state, talking to both the able-bodied and the disabled about her life and the ways in which she's come to terms with her disability. Of all the people she's met and talked to, she said she got the greatest satisfaction talking to teenage girls with disabilities. When you were 16, how did you feel? Did you feel that
sense
of despair?
Oh, it was scary. I did. I met with a patient that had the same diagnosis with me in Washington, D.C. The form of MD that I have is very rare, so I had to travel to D.C. to meet a fellow patient. And he was about 20 years older than I was. So he was already in a chair and had different mannerisms than I did. And honestly, at 16, that was very scary to see that and to know this is what my life is going to be like. But now looking back, it's very encouraging that I saw that because he worked full time. He drove himself to our dinner meeting. He, you know, lived by himself. So looking back, it just opens all kinds of doors to, you know what? He made it work, so I know I can make it work.
Liz Welch may well have to use a wheelchair to get around, but as you may have gathered already, she isn't going to let that slow her down or make her dependent on anyone else.
I have a SUV that the driver's seat will turn and come out of the vehicle and lower to the ground about 18 inches so I can stand up and turn around and transfer to the chair, and then I can remotely drive my wheelchair to the back of my car, load it on the lift, take off.
Wow,
and go.
That's pretty high tech.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Cool.
So technology's great when it works, and I've had a summer full of issues with that vehicle. So we're in the process of probably transferring me over to a minivan so that I can actually drive from my wheelchair. So it's one less step for me.
Donna McConico is the CEO at Signal Centers in Chattanooga. She spent most of her career working with both children and adults with disabilities. She's been to every GoFest since the first one, 9 years ago.
GoFest really is designed to do a couple of things. One is to offer opportunities for people with disabilities to connect with each other and to connect to resources. And that's the reason we have 40-plus providers of services that are going to be there that day. So it'll be one-stop shop. You know, there are parent support groups and there are caregiver support group. But GoFest is really, that's one of them, is let's connect people to the resources they need and make people aware of all the resources, not just the medical resources or the educational resources, but are there social supports? Are there respite care? I mean, is there respite care available? What do people need and how do we get it to them?
In addition to offering all kinds of help and advice, GoFest, says Donna McConico, is fun.
Kind of part street fair, part resource fair, part children's activities, but it's not just for children. It's for adults, too. One of the things we'll be doing is we'll have all our technology out there. So if people want to try out an app on an iPad or look at a video magnifier, they can come by and see it. Also, many artists who have disabilities are going to be displaying their work there, and we'll be having an opportunity to do a little art, too. So it's really going to be a fabulous day, whether you have a disability or don't. This is a great place to be on Saturday the 21st from 10 to 3. Free zoo day, first of all. And then secondly, you'll have all of these activities. One of the other things I wanted to mention was one of the things Bliss said was very, very important. And that is, it's as important for children without disabilities as it is for children with disabilities to understand that people are people and that they have a right to respect and that they have something to offer. And we miss out on a lot if we don't give people with disabilities the opportunity to make their contribution. And we will be on the receiving end of that time and again. And so I think that this is an opportunity to show the community that too, just support.
GoFest is at the Chattanooga Zoo this Saturday, September 21st from 10 until 3. All the details are on their website, gofestchattanooga.org.
There's going to be music, there's going to be dancing, there's going to be drumming, there's going to be animals, there's going to be everything you could hope for in a wonderful day at the zoo. It's such a fun time.
For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.